Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, and again, having a couple little musical difficulties here, but that's okay. I'll go a cappella. I'm not scared. So, with us today on the line, we have Nicole Schultz. She is the communications manager for Vitalant Blood Donations. And there's a lot of donations we're hoping for next week, Nicole. How are you, Nicole Schultz?
Hi, Paul. I'm doing really well. I appreciate you having me on the show. I want to talk blood donations, get some donors signed up for this drive, hopefully.
Absolutely. So today's Wednesday, July 29th, 2026. This drive starts, the people that are the most familiar with it donate in the summer, and it's still at the Aquatic Center, I believe, but it starts on Monday. Is that correct?
Yes. So it is still at the Aquatic Center. We have been there for a while now. Starts on Monday, and then it goes through Thursday. So Monday, August 3rd through Thursday, August 6th.
Wow. If I were allowed to ask for projection, I would. But I'm thinking you guys are going to make a pretty good collection event out of this. 4 days times, I don't know how many units a day, but there's a big blood shortage right now, and that's the reason why the 4 day drive is because you have it every year, the community drive, I think twice a year. But this needs to really bear fruit, doesn't it?
So we do have our Havasu drive a couple of times a year, and we are very grateful for our Lake Havasu City donors. They show up pretty consistently for us, and our Lake Havasu drive is one of our biggest drives in that community. But you hit the nail right on the head, Paul. Right now we are experiencing a critical shortage of type O. And as you know, type O is the universal donor. So
yay.
Type O negative.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, type O negative is what doctors transfuse when there's no time to test a donor's blood type. So if there's a car accident and time is of the essence and blood needs to be transfused immediately, a doctor is going to transfuse type O negative blood. So that's why we're always asking for type O negative blood. And unfortunately, there is a critical shortage of that right now. And then, you know, on the other hand, type O positive blood can be transfused to about 85% of patients. So those are very in demand, and like I said, there is a critical shortage right now of those two types. However, all blood types are always needed to keep a steady supply on hospital shelves for the patients who need it. So we're really hoping that once again the Lake Havasu City community can show up for us.
Right. I am O negative, by the way.
Well, we got to get you out there.
Well,
drive.
Unfortunately, I'm on vacation next week, and I will be out.
That's right.
Out of the state. But I believe there's a whole list of the other drives for August on our websites. Or, I'm sorry, our Facebook pages. I'm almost positive they're on our Facebook pages. So I will go back and look and make sure, because I wanted to do a Power Red. They explain to people what that is. They used to call it doing a double, but it's called the Power Red now.
Yes, you can call it whatever you like, but basically it's a way to give a concentrated form of red blood cells. So you give like double the amount of red blood cells, and your plasma and platelets are given back to you. So when you do a whole blood donation, we take your red blood cells and your plasma and your platelets. When you do a double red, you give more red blood cells, but your plasma and platelets are given back to you. Now the difference is with giving a whole blood donation, you can do that 6 times a year, and then with a double red, you can do that only 3 times a year. So it just kind of depends. It depends on your availability and what you're comfortable with.
It used to be when you did the Power Red, you could look and see the plasma as well. It would go back and forth, if I remember right. There was a plasma donation, right? And I think you just said that.
Yeah, so with the Power Red, you do get your plasma and your platelets back returned to your body, so you can kind of see that process. It's pretty interesting. When my husband gives blood, he does choose to give the Power Red to maximize his donation. And then, you know, you're making an even larger impact, but you have to give less times a year.
it's very healthy for you too. It gives your marrow a chance to go ahead and jumpstart and create some more blood, those platelets and that. And from what I understand, it's very healthy. And the fatigue factor really isn't it isn't anything. If you're used to giving blood, it's the same amount of just go to the canteen, get a couple cookies, and you're good to go. As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, everyone has a different reason for wanting to donate blood, but as far as the health side of things, I mean, we like to say that every time that you donate, you do get a mini physical, right?
Yeah,
You get to check your iron levels. You get to answer a couple of questions about your health to make sure that you're healthy and well enough to donate. So you get a kind of little a pulse check, essentially, on how your health is doing at that given moment just by donating blood. Another perk for some people who don't know their blood type is I tell people, oh, if you don't know your blood type and you want to know, just donate blood.
Right.
And that can be a beneficial thing to know.
I like to know
but
that.
Of course.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, Paul, I mean, beyond the mini physical, there's so many reasons to donate blood that are bigger than you or I, right? And you know, we'll take any and all donors who donate for whatever reason that they might have. But for me, the biggest reason that I think people should donate blood is because it helps save lives. You don't have to be a doctor to save lives. You can just give blood, and one donation can help two or more patients in need.
Well, you can also help possibly your transportation status. There's some pretty good giveaways coming up, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm so glad that we get to talk about that, too. So, like I said, everyone has a different reason for giving blood, and we want to make sure that there's something for everyone. You get the mini physical. You get to help people. You get free cookies and juice. That's incentive for some people. That's a reason to give for some people. We also have a couple of fun giveaways going on right now. So if you give through August 8th, which you will give through August 8th if you are giving at our Lake Havasu City Drive next week, but you get entered in a national giveaway to win a car valued up to $30,000, right? So that's pretty good. Yes. Another benefit, if you book your appointment and you use this special promo code,
right.
It's maybe you can list it on the website somewhere, Paul, but it's August 15-2026-V, V like by talent.
Mm-hmm.
When you schedule your appointment, you get a $15 rewards gift card added to your Vitalant donor rewards account. And
no way, there's an and with this?
No. We're going again. We've got even more. So courtesy of our friends at the London Bridge Resort, you will be entered into a drawing for a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway at London Bridge Resort, which includes your accommodations, a $50 gift certificate to Martini Bay, and two Bridgewater Links golf course passes.
Whoa.
So there's something there for everyone, right? But again, I really like to drive home the point that you're really helping to save lives, and there's no substitute for human blood, Paul.
Go ahead.
There's no substitute for human blood, and we never want doctors to have to make hard decisions because they don't have blood available to transfuse. That is the situation we want to avoid during this critical shortage of type O.
Yeah, for those fans of the show True Blood years ago on HBO, there's no such thing as synthetic blood. So just get that out of your brain. It doesn't happen. It didn't work. I don't think there ever will be, because God was the one that created you, and the oxygen-carrying properties, those are a trade secret as far as I'm concerned. So anyway, go ahead.
I wish that was the case. You know, then we wouldn't, you know, we'd probably be out of business. But I wish that that was the case. I wish I didn't have to, you know, ask, go on these shows and beg people to donate blood. But, you know, that's what we have to do.
I like it when you come on these shows and beg to give blood. But then, no, you wouldn't be a communications manager. You'd be a production manager. So, but that's not the case. And, folks, you need to, you don't need to make an appointment. You can actually walk in at the community drive, but I'm going to let Nicole tell you about the whole process of booking your appointment.
Yeah, so we do accept walk-ins on a limited basis. It is best if you make an appointment for a couple of reasons. First of all, I mean, if you make your appointment and you use that code that I was just talking about, the August 15-2026-V, like ByTalent, you get your $15 rewards gift card uploaded to your ByTalent rewards account. But also, when you make an appointment, it allows us to better allot staff for the day so that we can better honor your time, so that you're hopefully waiting less or not at all to go back for your blood draw. But again, we do make we do accept walk-ins on a limited basis. So there's that. Mm-hmm. But let's say you make your appointment to give. Something that I recommend doing is the day of your appointment, I recommend filling out your fast track health history questionnaire before you go down to the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center, because that takes a few minutes. But I don't know about you, Paul, but I would much rather fill that out in the comfort of my home than fill it out, you know, somewhere else. I'm just always so much more comfortable doing those kinds of things, filling out doctor paperwork, things like that at home.
Oh, sure.
Rather than when I get there.
I
recommend that.
Do they still ask about travel, like if you've been out of the country or anything recently?
You know, the eligibility questions are changing all the time, right?
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say all the time, but they do change. They do change.
No,
right?
Sure.
So if you weren't eligible to donate many, many years ago, I really recommend checking your eligibility again now, because if you weren't eligible to donate back then, you very well may be eligible to donate now and again. And something I like to, you know, use as an example for that is, it used to be that there was a lengthy waiting period after getting a tattoo or a piercing.
Right.
And now the updated guidelines say that if you received your tattoo or piercing in a reputable establishment, you might be able to donate without any waiting period at all. So, so it's always good to check those eligibility requirements. And if you don't know, you can call ByTalent. You can call ByTalent at our 877 number, or you can show up at a drive. You can make your appointment, show up at a drive, and they will tell you there if you're not eligible to donate.
Perfect. Again, that four-day community drive starts on Monday, ends on Thursday. What time does everything open on Monday? Do you have the hours for each day in front of you?
I sure do.
Excellent.
So on Monday, our hours are 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Tuesday, our hours are 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. On Wednesday, our hours are 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. And on Thursday, our hours are 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Oh, man. Okay.
But you come back on Thursday and you wish you could donate?
For one day. And then I go back down to Phoenix for a Diamondbacks game because the Dodgers are playing and I want to see Ohtani, you know, so.
All right. Well, next time. And you know what? That's a good point. I should say this to all the listeners as well. If you're not able to make it to this Lake Havasu drive, there are always options available for you to donate blood.
Right.
And the easiest way to find out about donation opportunities near you is to just visit vitalent.org. And type in your zip code. There's a button at the top. It says make an appointment or ready to donate. You click that, you type in your zip code, and it'll give you a list of blood drives that are happening near you. And we are often in the Lake Havasu City area. Chances are there is a blood drive happening near you.
Not just Havasu. That's just where I am. But we broadcast to Bullhead, Kingman, Golden Valley, Mojave Valley, Topoc, all over where you guys are.
Okay, yes, Yes. I'm speaking to all of the listeners.
Yes, you are.
And
you're
we
fine.
We have blood drives in all of those locations. And again, the easiest way to find out more information about all of those blood drives is to visit vitalant.org, type in your zip code, and you will find something that is near to you, more than likely.
Nicole, you know who I left out?
Who did you leave out?
Needles. I'm going to get put on restriction. I love needles.
And I know that we have blood drives and needles as well.
Absolutely. I left needles out. So sorry about that, little needles. I love needles, though. It's a great little community, a tight-knit community, by the way. So, did we miss anything?
So I do want to tell listeners this. If they've never donated blood before, a lot of people ask me, what are the qualifications for donating blood? Mm-hmm. And I want to tell people that you just need to be at least 16 years of age or older. If you're under 17, you need a parent or guardian's permission. So if people want to bring their kids to donate blood, if their kids are interested in donating, they can absolutely do that as long as they're 16 years of age or older. And then you need to be healthy, feeling healthy and well on the day of your donation. And you should bring a copy of your ID and a list of your medications. Those are helpful for the screening questionnaire that you'll go through when you donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also want to tell people that most people are eligible to donate blood, but only 3% of the population does. So it's always worth asking and trying to donate to see if you are able, because most people are.
Nicole, I got some good news for you. Tell your drive coordinators that high school here in school period in Lake Havasu City starts tomorrow.
Oh, that is great news.
Yeah, for blood donations, it really is, right?
Yes, and for listeners who maybe don't know why that is such an important thing, we call the period of time between, or I guess we typically see a dip in blood donations between the Memorial Day holiday and the Labor Day holiday,
mm-hmm.
Because it's summer vacation, right? Kids are out of school for the holidays, and maybe parents or employees of workplaces, they're also out on vacation. So we're losing a steady stream of blood donors, and high school students do make up a large portion of our blood donors. And you know, even though we're losing blood donors in the summer, and we also call this time of year trauma season. So more people are going out on vacation. They're boating. They're hiking. Mm-hmm. They're swimming. There's more opportunities for accidents. So the blood supply is dipping, but the need for blood is going up. So I am very happy to hear that high schools are going to be back in session.
Or they're going on a beach to walk when there's June gloom coming in. So there you go.
I don't know what that is, Paul.
That is June gloom is the clouds that come in the Central Coast in the summertime, and then they burn off in the middle of the day, and you have a bright sunny day on the ocean. So
okay,
that's where I'm going.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I hope you have an amazing trip.
I will. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, and is there anything else that you think that that your listeners could benefit from me talking about?
Well,
I think we've talked about who blood helps and why it matters and who's qualified to donate blood.
Just
hint, everyone.
Just repeat the dates for next week's drive, and then we'll tell everybody. I'll tell everybody anyway. Go to our Facebook pages for KNTR Talk, KNTR Sports, and KJJJ Nash 102.3. Just look for those Facebook pages, and I believe they are pinned, those posts, for the there's a grid, a calendar grid, for the Vitalant blood drives for July and August. So they're right there.
Perfect.
You can't miss it.
Well, if you would like to donate sooner rather than later, and in Lake Havasu, the dates for next week's drive at the Lake Havasu City Aquatic Center Gym,
mm-hmm.
are Monday through Thursday. So Monday, August 3rd through Thursday, August 6th. The hours vary a little bit every day, but we start on Monday morning at 10 a.m. and close that day at 5 p.m.
And if you book it on the website, if you book an appointment, you're going to want to use that promo code, right? August15-2026-V, as in Vitalant. And you'll be entered in to win a car. Is that correct?
So that code gives you the $15 gift card, then if you donate through August 8th, you are automatically entered to win the car.
Holy cow!
Valued up to $30,000, and don't forget the drawing specifically for the Lake Havasu City blood drive, which is for a 3-day, 2-night getaway to London Bridge Resort.
And no purchase necessary or anything like that, right?
No, never.
Good, because, well, we have to follow. There's a rule for that. So, anyway, Nicole Schultz, thank you for joining us. You are the communications manager for Vitalant Blood Donations, and we really appreciate you, as always. It's been too long. You need to come on the program more.
Well, we got to just set up a monthly thing. I would love to talk to all of your listeners, and I really do sincerely appreciate your time, Paul.
No problem.
I know that you understand the value of blood donations. So I appreciate you letting me come on and talk to everyone.
So I was doing, I'm going to hold you over for one more minute. I got a little story for you. We were doing an interview with the founder of our clothes closet here in town, and she has a cooling center. And there's an elderly client that they have through the clothes closet who saves a little bit of money during the summer by turning her thermostat up to like 80, maybe 81, 82. But she doesn't have a box fan. Her box fan went out. So we had a listener that was listening, and sure enough, she has this plea for a box fan. He goes to Walmart. He's right out there by our Walmart and buys two box fans, the new brand new Lasco fans. And I just want to thank listener Bob. That's the kind of generosity we have in this community.
That's amazing.
Isn't it, though? So then he brought him to the station. I ran him over to the clothes closet. And I'm just saying, people like that is who we're looking for to give blood next week as well, right?
Yes. That is a very kind story, and I appreciate you sharing that with me.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of good and kind people in the world.
There are.
And, yes, I appreciate you sharing that story with me.
And guess what?
Thank you, Bob.
You're one of them because you work for Vitalant. So thank you for your service. We appreciate that.
You are too, for letting me share the need for blood on your show.
Now that we're done with the Mutual Admiration Society, I got another interview to get to. But I queued up some Blood, Sweat, and Tears for you. Spinning wheel.
Wonderful.
Perfect, right?
Oh, I love that.
All right.
Thank you so much. I will talk to you again soon. Let's schedule something for next month, maybe.
You got it. Thanks, Nicole.
All right. Thanks so much, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye. Again, Nicole Schultz, Communications Manager for Vitalant Blood Donations in Las Vegas, and they're going to be here in Havasu. Look who just walked through the door, my friend Dirk. Rick Rigler is here, and I'll be back with more in a moment. We're going to talk elections and that. And look who's back from Santa Cruz. Yeah. I wish, man, was that fun or what? Yeah. Anyway, Michelle's going to be on the show tomorrow, Michelle Guardia, and she just got back from the ocean way north of where I'm going, but still, right? You saw the rocks and the coastline, and man, I can't wait. All right, back with more in a moment, and I know Rick really likes Blood, Sweat, and Tears, right, Rick?
Oh, absolutely. Who doesn't?
Are you there?
I'm on.
There you are. Okay, I can barely hear you.
Sorry about that.
Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. 928-854-5687.
Just for you. Spinning wheel, spinning through. Drop all your troubles by the riverside. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel fly. Scared of dying, and I don't really care if it keeps you finding dying.
One of the only bands, Rick, that I like that uses a harmonica.
Yeah, there's a couple with harmonica, but the horns and the harmony amongst the horns is amazing.
I'm not a big fan of harmonica. I have a friend in Kingman, a regular listener. He's an attorney. And we actually worked at the same radio station, but not at the same time.
Uh-huh.
And he hates Rush. he really does not like Rush.
Yeah, my wife doesn't like Rush either. But
I love Rush.
I thought harmonicas were secondary instrument for all drummers.
Oh wow. Ouch. Or bad singers.
Right. Yeah.
Well, what people perceive as bad singers. Like, Neil Young is not an easy voice to pull off.
No.
Seriously. It's so unique. And I think he uses harmonica.
A little bit.
And then Bob Dylan, of course.
Well, and think of the times when they were prominent, when they were relevant. There was a lot going on in terms of altered
sure.
states of mind that made that sound okay.
Nice. Nicely put. And, that's Rick Rigler, by the way. And Rick is the president of the Marine Association.
Paul,
I don't get to hear from you enough either.
Well, you know, I try. I try and be available when I can be, and always welcome the invitation into the Room of Brilliance.
Well, no, that's Mark and Brian.
Well,
this is the Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink.
Most people don't know that reference.
Well, Mark and Brian?
A lot of people here don't know that.
They were on another station here for years. It was about 20 years ago.
Really?
They? Yeah. On a rock station here.
Okay.
I had no idea. We'll get into that in a minute.
Sure.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage.
We love those guys.
You do, don't you?
We do.
All right. Also by Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet, and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, also known as Warm Sea, and by Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo, home of the Booby Dropper, Main Street in Havasu. And, man, we could talk music like all day.
We probably could. This is good stuff.
What was that last thing we just got on there?
Neil Young and Bob Dylan.
And yeah, have you seen that movie about Dylan?
I haven't seen it.
When he's hanging out with the one that did Diamonds and Rust, Joan Baez.
Oh, no.
It was his girlfriend. Joan Baez was Bob Dylan's girlfriend for a while.
In fact, I guess.
Yeah, right. But, no, he changed it. He really made the Newport Folk Festival upset. He was one of the first, I think he was the first act to play electric instruments on stage at the Newport Folk Festival. They were freaking out, man. It's really good. I really enjoyed it. And I'm a little bit of a Dylan fan, but he's one you have to understand. He's like scotch. It's an acquired taste.
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So what the Marine Association, what's happening?
A lot of good things. We've got so much on the board right now. We've hired in some additional staff, and I got to say right now, give props to Kurt Connor, my VP of Ops, and Nikki Brown, my VP of Marketing. With all the things that we've got in our mission and vision, I wouldn't be able to do it without those two. So hats off to them, first of all. We also have some extraordinary support from some of our board members and moving the needle forward on some of our projects. So turning the corner, and you know, the Marine Association's mission is never static. So as we turn the corner, we're looking to be more of an overall reference, local lake resource, if you will, for all things boating safety, event support. That's really, you know, in between projects, that has become the most pressing issues in how we can continue to contribute to some of these events to drive more promoters to want to bring their events to Lake Havasu. So right now, one of the biggest developments, thanks to Chris Haggis, who's our, not only the owner of Pro Watercraft, but he's also our current chairman of the board, has really got the wheels turning on our live feed camera program. So if you go to our website right now at lhma.net, click in the upper right-hand corner, it'll say live feed. There are five cameras that we have access to live feeds on. Some of those are ours and some of those are shared. But you can go on there right now and see a view from the Nautical Beachfront Resort into Thompson Bay. Body Beach. You can see North Beach from the Pro Watercraft building. We have the newest one installed at Havasu Riviera Marina. We have one going in Friday at Goose Mine Saloon. So we're in sixth gear and hammered down right now.
I've heard really good things about Goose Mine Saloon. I've never been there, though.
It's an interesting place.
How is it accessible?
It's a short drive across the lake, around the bend from Pilot Rock, which, of course, is southbound from, say, the Riviera Marina or Thompson Bay.
Okay.
It's a short ride, easy access. They've really, Craig and his team have done an amazing job in putting parking facilities, if you will, out into the waterway that are easy to negotiate and easy to navigate, so you're not fighting a bunch of current and wake, and you're not going to bang up your boat trying to get in there to visit.
So as in Blankenship Bend, like around in that area, not quite that bad.
Well,
huh?
There's some areas that are tougher than others, mm-hmm. and just depending on the conditions here. Of course, everybody's aware of that, but if you're headed down south and not too far at all. Pull on up.
So I was always curious. The lake is part of the Colorado River ecosystem. Obviously, stretches from like Davis Dam all the way to Parker Dam is the section I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Are there changes that occur in the topography, if you will, of the lake in the lake bottom?
Yeah, anytime that you've got a current, there are going to be erosion or there's actually.
Silt,
yeah. There's mm-hmm. actually places that accumulate additional acreage in the shoreline because of where that silt and sand gets deposited further downstream. So,
is there a program or warnings or in your newsletter or whatever when you're a member of the Marine Association that you warn people about certain problem areas?
We're trying to work on linking up some additional resources on our website and also on our mobile. It's not an app, but it's the mobile-based site that will help with navigating the changing waterways to make sure that you don't run your boat aground. And we're just kind of working out the mechanics on that, so you'll be able to access it via your phone or your laptop before you go out. And find out what the current conditions are, what the water levels are, where, the best places to launch. Take a live view of any section of the immediate lower basin area from, North Basin and South Basin around the island. Cover as much of that as possible. And we're expanding the camera program all the time. But working the navigation tools into that, we think, is key because the bottom changes so much and the water levels affect navigability of the waterways. So we don't want anybody getting hurt. And I don't know if you've ever run aground on a boat doing 30 miles an hour.
No.
It's an awakening. It's abrupt.
Yeah. With no seatbelts, it's probably worse.
Right. Yeah. There's some joints in your body that definitely get tested.
You found out that you had certain joints in your body you didn't know you had.
Yeah, they're not supposed to bend that direction.
Right. I've had people come, not people, but a personal watercraft. I had an 18.5-foot ski, flat bottom ski, and it had a Merc 150 Black Max on it. And I was cruising right along. This is in the Bullhead City section of the river, just cruising right along. All of a sudden, there's a personal watercraft comes. I slowed down, and he came right up on me. I mean, sprayed us.
Yeah.
And that was almost a collision. Folks, you got to pay attention out there.
Please, safety first. Well, we want to preserve the memories and the good ones, not the ones to the trip to the ER. So, take into account what it is that you're working with and be mindful that these are very heavy vehicles, wet vessels, and they don't have any brakes on them.
Oh, really?
Really?
I knew that. I was actually in a boating safety class before I could drive a car. So, my father insisted. So, if you're going to drive the boat, want to take this couple days and go through this class with me. So, there you go.
Likewise, I learned to drive a boat before I ever drove a vehicle. So, give distance. Keep safe distance in between vessels. Don't be jumping wakes behind a boat. Use a little common sense and err on the side of caution.
Sure. Bag it in. What is it called? Bag it in, bag it out?
Well, it used to be called pack it in, pack it out.
That's it.
The translation on that's been lost somewhere in the generation. So we've polished that up a little bit right now. The slogan on the bags is keep it classy, don't be trashy.
Nice.
I have another message that I'd like to deliver on that bag, but I don't know how well that would be received. So we'll just leave it at keep it classy.
So you're keeping it classy, is that it?
Just saying, if you brought it, you should probably take it with you.
As in, you stay classy, Lake Havasu.
That's right.
Right? A little Ron Burgundy going on there. So
I wanted to talk to you about a couple of other things, but are you currently looking for members, always looking for members?
Yeah, our membership is non-fee-based, so we have it's a volunteer membership, and then we have our partnerships that help support some of our objectives and help to tackle some of the costs that are associated with running a nonprofit. We, again, couldn't do that without our sponsors, and, you know, with the distribution of 150,000 trash bags a year, that the costs involved in that program don't are not easy to come by. So, again, there's 10 to 12 primary sponsors with that, and I could go down the list. And if you're listening, you know who you are, and we're so, so grateful for your participation and support in that program. But, yeah, it wouldn't be possible without them.
How many people own boats in this town? Do you know what the penetration rate is on that?
No, I haven't really delved that deep, but it's, you know, it's probably going to be every other rooftop.
What's the most popular type of boat?
Well,
the pontoon?
The taste always changes. So
that's very true.
Tritoons have emerged in high-powered tritoons with triples or doubles or triple outboards or greater even. There's tritoons that are doing over 115 miles an hour on the water now.
Whoa.
Obviously, the deck boats, the cat boats, the big skaters that get around from time to time from back east, those are, you know, really ocean-going vessels or very, very large body of water. Fishing boats are still, you know, really a favorite for the sports persons here. You know, a ton of activity on that side. Wakeboard boats becoming much more prominent as well.
Nice. I know you ran for city council at one time.
2 years ago.
Right. I'll ask you off the air. It's probably still okay to comment about, aren't you glad you didn't run this election? Right? But I've got a little editorial I want to read from a fellow news person named Dave Hawkins.
Okay.
And it's about the election center. I want to come back and talk about that. And we'll talk more about Lake Havasu Marine Association. But I know you have an interest in politics. So I think you'll really, if you didn't see that editorial this morning in the paper, it might have been only in the Mojave Daily News.
Okay.
That's why. So not sure if they did it or not in both papers. All right, back with more in a moment. We're with Rick Rigler. He is the president of Lake Havasu Marine Association. And what I was doing over here, Rick, was turning it into one break.
Okay.
So we're just going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we'll have more time to talk and go right up to top of the hour.
Outstanding.
All right.
Let's do it.
Two breaks this show. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. If you want to talk to Rick Rigler, 928-854-5687, or you can text us at 727-5566. That's area code 928-727-5566. Because without you, there's no me.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Without the audience participating, it's not talk radio.
That's right.
All right. Without you, there is no me. There is no Rick. There is no... You're just listening to the network. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Back with Rick Rigler from the Marine Association here in Lake Havasu, LHMA.net. Net.
Yes.
LHMA.net. And he's the president, by the way. Speak Out. And he suggested this song.
Yes, indeed.
So no, Marissa, it's not for you.
Well, it could be for Marissa June.
Also, Speak Out brought to you by The Chair. Also, Mojave College, solar powered by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place for Pets, Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City, and by A&B Propane online at abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, folks, to buy local, or it's buy local. And while I get this editorial queued up, we got a phone call. Interesting. I wanted to talk, Rick, about summer heat safety, too. Mm-hmm. Especially a couple of years ago, we had the tragedy with the infant that was on board a vessel.
Yeah.
And but let's take a phone call first.
Okay.
Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Yeah, I'd like to ask your guests why through the years there's been so many problems on the north end of Havasu with the sandbar. And 2 years ago, it grew up into the river. And people hit that thing, the USA Towboy guy sits over there. I see him sitting. I've been up and down the river 500 times. I live here in Havasu.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like our median, you know? Why didn't they put buoys around that thing and show people how to go on the left, make the hard right, and go around the bushes on the opposite side? You got people coming around you head on, but that's the only way to get up the river. Why haven't they put buoys around that and help people out?
Are you going
to
listen off the air?
Yep, I'm going to hang up and listen. You go.
We appreciate you. And that's a great analogy.
Yeah, it's a great question, and it comes up quite frequently. So that's where, you know, to Jim Salscheider's credit, you know, one of the most, one of my predecessors, and, you know, Jim did a lot of good for a lot of people and a lot of programs in Lake Havasu. Part of that was the dredging and buoy marking of the Safe Passage Channel that's immediately adjacent to Catfish Bay, which is on the California side, and it's in between the reeds and the sandbars right there in the mouth, which is, the I believe, the area that the caller's talking about. So we even have had a couple of attempts to put some markers in there that will alert boaters to the way to get through there safely, but there are regulations involved with that and restrictions that have to go through proper channels. So as much as we've tried, there's probably no less than 10 authorities that have jurisdiction on this lake, and getting them all to see eye to eye sometimes is half of the battle. The rest of that is a little bit of red tape, because this is a federal waterway, and Coast Guard is the lowest level of federal jurisdiction, and it goes up from there. So all the way up to the Bureau of Reclamation, Army Corps of Engineers, Department of Interior itself. So it's quite a task, and that's one of the things that we're focused on. So as we continue to be able to develop some resources, and that's through mostly the private sector, we can look to fund the redredging of that channel. The issue that we have is, and what you alluded to earlier, Paul, is that the underside of this, the everything that's beneath the water is constantly moving, so it's never the same. So anytime you're looking to permanently change the course of a waterway, Army Corps of Engineers got to be involved.
Right.
And good luck with that, because it's a years-long battle. And if they don't see, so you can go through 24 months of just fighting, and if it gets to the wrong person's desk that's having a bad day, it gets shot down in a heartbeat. So, and we're not saying that there's the relationships are adversarial, but everything's got to go through its paces, and it's a lot of work on on the very lowest level, which is our waterway. You know, we lay claim to this. This is what we do. If we didn't have Lake Havasu, there'd be no reason for us to be here.
It's been a long time since Jim Salscheider was laid to rest. Explain to people who he was that don't know who Jim Salscheider was.
Well, Jim Salscheider is really the one that placed all the emphasis on the good that the Lake Havasu Marine Association could do. So he was the one that created the designated operator program. For people that are not familiar with operating boats, they can go onto our website, request a designated operator. We'll have somebody help you to have a safe, worry-free day.
Wow.
Jim also developed the trash bag program, now 150,000 trash bags a year distributed throughout 100 dispensers from Needles all the way down to Parker.
Jeez, and I remember when that started with like 500.
Yeah.
When they started it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Going back a little ways.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Jim's crowning achievement was having that channel dredged out, and then working with the Coast Guard to have the proper buoy markings, because those do become registered navigational aids with the Coast Guard on the federal level, and having those placed in there. The issue that we again run into is that about every 3 years, because of the currents, that channel gets filled back in. There's also costs to keeping the buoys anchored and maintained properly. They have to be marked. Right now, those are approved. If we were able to come up with a way to dredge that back out, it wouldn't take a lot to get that approved, because all of the buoy markings, navigational aids, are already approved. We could lay those back in there at any time, but they just wouldn't do any good right now, because it's not deep enough to navigate on that side. So everybody's come accustomed to going the way that the water flows, and that's around the reeds in the middle. And yes, it can be a close shave in a lot of instances, and it, you know, it scares me to death having to go around there, and I've been doing it for more years than I care to admit to. So it's just one of those things that we've got to, you know, through public awareness and information, we can make everybody aware that there's a way that we can get around that safely, as long as everybody's willing to work together and put some safe boating practices in play.
I couldn't believe it. I was up the eastern shore, up in Crystal Beach. Jim Russell lives in Crystal Beach, and I went up that hill, the overlook.
Uh-huh.
Wow, what a sight! But the overgrowth in there in that marsh, it's pretty incredible.
It's crazy.
It right,
is.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any fire safety, but there should be.
Well, from time to time, that does catch, and you know, it's, you know, nature's way of cleaning house.
It is. It really is. It really is. So, anyway, I want to thank you for being here. Let people know how they can join. I'm going to hold off on the editorial till Friday when we have District 2 County Supervisor Rich Lettman in the studio.
Okay, great.
And we're going to talk about the county takeover of the airport on Friday.
Oh, outstanding. So, yeah, if you want to get hold of, you want to be involved in everything that the Marine Association's got going on, go to lhma.net. There's a button right in the middle of the screen that says volunteer. You can do that on your phone or on your desktop or laptop computer. We've got our end of summer cleanup. This will be the fourth annual coming up on October 10th. Mm-hmm. We would love to have as many people out as possible. We're running a total of about a ton of trash every year in the fall taken off the shorelines and out of the waterways.
2,000 pounds.
2,000 pounds
wow.
of trash. It's amazing.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, on tomorrow's show, we've got Sir Optimists, Michelle Guardia and Debbie Harris will be in the studio. And then I think Michelle's going to stick around. We have Anderson. Andrea from Anderson, of course. All right, Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News.
KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.